Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Here's one single improvement that will help make the world of difference to your home. One improvement that will help keep your home warm every winter and cut energy bills in half. An improvement that will eliminate traffic noise and help to keep your home burglar-proof. It's EcoStar. EcoStar double glazed replacement windows and doors are the most thermally efficient in all of Victoria. And for the next 2 weeks only, you can help yourself with up to 27% off in the EcoStar winter sale. For a free quote, call 1300-ECO-STAR.
Station sponsor.
Good morning and welcome to Schools In Yarra Valley FM. We would like to thank and acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in the past, now and emerging.
You are listening to Schools In and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. My name is Lockie.
And my name is Sion.
And my name is Steph. We are so glad that we can spend the next half an hour filling you in on the news from Badger Creek Primary School.
Today on the show, we will have a mix of music, some news that has recently happened at our school, and upcoming events at Badger Creek. But first, let us introduce ourselves. So Sian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Lockie. I'm in grade 6 this year, and my favourite subject is writing. I really enjoy hanging out with my friends. When I get older, I would love to be a vet or a zoologist, because then I can do what I love all day long. Steph, tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks, Sian. I love to dance and draw anime. I'm in grade 6 this year and I'm the school captain at Badger Creek. On the weekends, I go bike riding with my friends around Hillsville and sometimes after school. I have strong support for helping women who have experienced domestic violence and I'm always looking for ways to help out. Lockie, tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks, Steph. I like bike riding and my favourite subject at school is PE. I am also in grade 6 this year and it is fun being on top of the school. My leadership job is library leader and it's fun because sometimes it gets me out of class, especially at maths time. Now that you know a bit about us, it's time for our first song, Battle Scars by Guy Sebastian.
Wound heals, but it never does. That's cause you at war with love. You at war with love.
These
yeah.
Battle scars don't look like they're fading. Don't look like they're ever gone away. They ain't never gonna change. These battle
love. Never let a wound ruin me. But I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go, but the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home, a lover not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never lived, I wish I never touched. I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together. Yeah. When all of the signs say that I should forget her. I wish you were the best, the best I ever had. Yeah. I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause yeah. It'll never be over. Until you tell me it's over.
Until you tell me it's over. But you said it,
and I hope you never come back.
It shouldn't have happened, but you let it. Now you're down on the ground screaming medic. The only thing that comes is the post-traumatic stresses. Shields, body armors, and vests don't properly work. That's why you're in a locker full of hurt. The enemy within and all the fires from your friends. The best medicines to probably just let it win.
I wish I could feel, I wish I could love. I wish that I could stop cause it hurts so much.
So much.
And I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Yeah.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Hey.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause it'll never be over.
Can never be over.
because you at war with love.
And I'm at the point of breaking, uh-huh. And it's impossible to shake it.
Yeah. See,
oh.
You hope the wound heals, but it never does. That's cause you at war with love. Hope it heals, but it never does. That's cause you at war with.
What a nice song. That was Battle Scars by Guy Sebastian. Now for some news from school. Another topic we are talking about is Victorian State School Spectacular. Particularly, it is a dance class that some kids from Badger Creek Primary School rehearse and practice from Term 2 to September the 14th. They have had 4 rehearsals and are going to do 2 full dress rehearsals. Then they do their performance in High Sense Arena in the city. The songs they are dancing to this year are Believer, Faith, Treaty, 4 Minutes, Save the World, Coming Home, and September. It takes a lot of practice and dedication. There are 4 quadrants and 20 schools in each one. That's 80 kids. 80 schools. There's a lot of kids. The arena is very big and they do 2 performances, one on the day, one at day and one at night. It is a lot of work, but fortunately they do have long breaks. They take the train at Lilydale train station when they do the full dress rehearsals, but they need their own transport on the performance day. Steph, aren't you in that dance class?
Yes, I am. It is great and so rewarding when you see yourself on TV. I totally recommend. Now, another topic. At the Hillsville Sanctuary, they are collecting coloured in moths for a stop motion video. Every year, a bunch of moths fly to Australia to lay their eggs, but in the past years, they have started to go away. This is bad because there is a type of animal called mountain pygmy possum, which eats those type of moths. Mountain pygmy possums are one of the most endangered animals in Australia. The moths going away is just making it worse. So Hillsville Sanctuary is asking people to turn off the lights because that attracts the moths. Lockie, have you ever seen a mountain pygmy possum before?
Yes, I have, at my house as well. In some other news, on the 12th of August, we had a student teacher come in and join us in 5-6 at Badger Creek Primary School. Her name is Miss Faber. She came from Deakin University to learn how to be a teacher. Before Miss Faber came into 5-6, she was in Miss Hope's classroom, which is in the junior school. And she was there for 5 weeks, and she is very excited to do another 5 weeks in 5-6. Miss Faber wanted to become a teacher and to help people grow in their learning. Right. Learning. And spend time with kids. She has been teaching us in maths and writing. But next week she will be teaching us for all of our classes. We think she is awesome because she really wants to help us with our learning. Back to you, Sian.
Thanks, Lockie. Now for our second song, Grenade, by Bruno Mars.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you'll never give. Should've known you were trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. Tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I What you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade for ya. Throw my head on a blade for ya. I'd jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. And blue, beat me till I'm numb. Tell the devil, I said, hey, when you get back to where you're from. Bad woman, that's just what you are. Yeah, you'll smile in my face and rip the brakes out my car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. Tossed it in the trash, yes, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever asked. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade for ya.
Song Sian, that was Grenade by Bruno Mars. Now, let's have another interesting topic. On the 16th of August, we had an author named Alex Miles who came to our school to give a presentation about her life and how a story works. She told us that she worked on the scene of Neighbours writing the script, and that was her inspiration to write books like The Robbery Riddle, Puppy Planet, The Pyramid Puzzle, Mammoth Mistake, and The Halloween Queen. It took Alex 7 years to complete the book called Mammoth Mistake, True Dedication. She also wrote the Zack Power novels. She had to write under H.I. Larry, as in Hillary, who wrote the original Zack Power series, because as people read, they expected more. So Alex joined the crew, and others did it too, and all wrote under H.I. Larry. She also wrote a novel called Geek Girls, and thank you to Chloe, our literacy leader, and we thank Alex for coming. Alright, Lockie, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. How about you, Sian?
Not really, because it was sort of boring. We were like sitting there for like 2 hours. But when my mum found out that I got to meet someone that worked on Neighbours, she was so excited. But anyway, at Badger Creek, we have been thinking about how much rubbish we produced and looking for ways to reduce, reuse and recycle. So some grade threes have been visiting our classroom to see which class has been bringing the least amount of rubbish to school in their lunches. We call this nude food, where students don't bring food in packets, plastic wrap or foil. Instead, we are all trying to bring our lunches in special lunch boxes with different sections, containers or using plastic alternatives that beeswax wraps instead of families buying a big bag of little packets of chips. We are trying to buy a big bag of chips and putting
them in containers, as really we don't need all of that extra plastic that you get when you have the small packets of chips. All up, we have noticed that we are making less rubbish at school, so it has got to be a good thing. But back to the competition, we are yet to find out which class is going to win, but we have our fingers crossed. Do you have new food lunches, Lockie?
No, I don't. How about you, Steph?
No, because my parents are a bit lazy.
On a Friday in the first week of term, some students attended the ski trip with one of our 3-4 teachers, Miss Keane. They had a lot of snow fights and it was extremely cold. They all came back home to nice warm heated houses and lots of blankets.
Nice. Now for our fourth song, Marry Me by Bruno Mars.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it says, baby, I think I wanna marry you.
That was Marry Me by Bruno Mars. What a great song. How about another topic? Let's talk about Bicycle Network. On Tuesday, the 30th of July, three people from Bicycle Network came to see the senior school. Their names were Sermon, Emma, and Sam. It was interesting, and it is clear that it is important for kids to be riding to school, as it makes you healthier and safe. Safe traveling. They shared tips for riding and told us about the ABC check. A stands for air and tire, B stands for brake check, C stands for chain is on ends, D stands for drop test. Check. At the end, they gave us a reflector, glow ring, helmet stickers, and a pump and bike lights. It was worth it, and we all enjoyed it.
On Tuesday, the 13th of August, 25 students from grade 5-6 took part in a tree planting day in the local area. The day was organised by Karen from the local land care group, and we had Sean, our kitchen garden staff member, helping us out too. We planted trees in the parkland around Corindurk Creek and Badger Creek near the Hillsville Sanctuary. It seems like we planted hundreds of trees. It will be awesome to watch them grow over the coming years, and now that it was our school who put them in the ground, it's really great to get out of the classroom and get our hands dirty. It's also fabulous to do something special for our local environment and our community.
Each year, schools from across the Yarra Valley get to participate in a ski trip to Lake Mountain. The District Sports Association organised the ski trip, days to be held on the first three Fridays of this term. Our school went on Friday the 26th of July, so 26 students had to get to school early and arrive back late, as it was a 1 hour drive up to Lake Mountain. It was a great opportunity for students to have a 90 minute ski lesson with an instructor to become better at this fun winter sport. They learnt the basics of skiing, such as how to stop, turn and move around. At the end of the lesson, they had a really long walk up to the mountain. All of their hard work was rewarded as they got to the ski all the way down. After that, the kids got to have some free time in the snow. They were able to play on the toboggans, and we heard there were quite a few snowball fights. We are extremely lucky to live so close to snow, as many other schools in Victoria would have to drive a long way to get to a snowfield. Our teachers told us that the schools they used to teach at never got to go to the snow for an excursion, so we know just how lucky we are. Now for our fourth song, Sweet Home Alabama.
Big wheels.
That song is great. That was Sweet Home Alabama. Now another topic. We did a speech competition at school, and two students, July and Jamin, were voted to attend. July and Jamin went to the Hillsville High School auditorium to present their speeches for the speech contest against other schools. They went on Wednesday, the 21st of August. They had already done their speeches in front of the class. Jamin's fantastic speech was about the best invention ever, which, in his opinion, was the fan, and July's speech was about aliens and if they could exist. Both speeches were very interesting to hear. They had lots of time to practice their speeches before the competition. They didn't end up winning, but we are really proud of them. And at the end, a scientist came up to July and commented about her scientific research that she put into her work. And Jamin's puns were so funny. Steph, what was your speech about?
My speech was about putting an end to violence against women. What about yours, Lockie?
Mine was about three wishes I could have if I could have them.
Alright, let's move on to our writing news. We have been learning about the former Prime Minister of Australia who went missing back in 1967, Harold Holt. We watched some footage from old newsreels, as well as looking into some conspiracy theories of what actually happened to him. We even came up with a few of our own. Students have then had to write a piece from the perspective of someone or something that may have been there when Harold Holt went missing. Children have written about many different topics, including the point of view of different giant kraken, sharks, crabs, and even aliens, as well as some of the more well-known possibilities like Chinese spies, CIA agents, and rescue divers. One person even wrote a story from the point of view of SpongeBob SquarePants. We have been writing these for our open night to share with our community. We had a lot of fun being creative. My writing piece was about aliens abducting him and taking him to Area 51. What was yours about, Lockie?
Mine was about a shark coming up to him and then a megalodon coming along and then eating them both. How about you, Steph?
Mine was about aliens abducting him and taking him to Area 51. Well, the time has come for us to say farewell. A big thank you to our teacher, Ms. Kruger, for driving us here, and to all of the students who helped us with the writing of this script by contributing their ideas and words. Thanks to my parents as well. Love you both.
Thank you also to our educators for helping us prepare for today.
Now for our last song, All Star by Smash Mouth. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to us this week on Yarra Valley FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we